Blackstone Audio presents The Baker Street Letters by Michael Robertson. Prologue. Los Angeles, 1997. He only wanted just one. He knew he shouldn't. And not just because both of his ex-wives and his mother used to say so, or because his doctor still said so. He knew he shouldn't because the company rules for sandhogs on the new subway dig said so. But the rules hadn't been pulling 12-hour shifts, and the hot permits for acetylene torches had already been granted, so he knew there wasn't any flammable gas. And he really only needed just one. So he moved further into the tunnel, beyond the shining fresh concrete, away from the flammable plastic liners, and out of sight of the foreman. He sat on a muck hauler to take his break, and he took out just one cigarette and put it between his lips. And then he lit a match. Chapter 1. London. 6 weeks later.
"Why are you staring at me that way?"
Laura hardly looked up from her dinner to ask this. She arched one eyebrow over one olive-green eye. "Your hair," lied Reggie, "is in your champagne." She sighed, and Reggie hoped it was because she remembered a September picnic in Kensington Gardens, when her red hair had indeed been in the champagne, and pretty much everywhere else. He wanted her to think of that, because tonight, with moonlight streaming into his Docklands penthouse, he was beginning to fear that she did not intend to let it down at all. Nor had she the week before. And so Reggie had begun to stare. But now there was a noise from the kitchen, and Mrs. Hampstead, who should have been getting ready to bring out Blackwell tarts, brought the phone instead.